With monsoon season passing us, it might be easy to forget that Colorado and the entire Colorado River are in the middle of a long drought, 14 years long. With seemingly no end in sight, two water conservation districts, the Colorado River and Southwestern Water Conservation District, teamed up to come up with a plan in case things don't get better. Jim Pokrant is with the Colorado River District.
First thing to do is move water from the lakes of Flaming Gorge and Blue Mesa and Navajo down in the Powell to try and keep levels high enough so that it doesn't fall below power. It's just moving the location of the storage. And when we get into demand management or, you know, conservation, that is the last thing that we do because it's going to be the most hurtful to water users. And that when we do demand management, i.e. conservation, that it takes in not just West Slope agriculture, but Front Range agriculture and municipal water users on both sides of the Continental Divide so that everybody shares the pain if it comes to that.
The first priority will be the cloud seeding and tearing up of riverside plants. Regulating use and limiting how much people can have is more of a last drastic step. These are also recommendations, plans, in case this 14-year drought goes on for another 14 years. And Jim points out, water planning and conservation is no simple subject.
For most people, you know, you turn on your spigot and water comes out. That's all they know and care about, and that's okay, but there's a whole big world of, as I mentioned before, complexity, politics, money, legalisms that lie behind Western Colorado water supply.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.